Well, looky here, little bean. How are you doing? I'm good. I'm always good. Or at least I try to be good. I'm at the moment sending everyone the podcast. And let's see. Trying to get this sorted. There we go. Think I got about everyone. Hey, Alex. Oh, and Alex left. Or is Alex still here? I have no idea. Yeah, try is one of those words where you're like, I try to do things, but sometimes it doesn't just work out. I'm at the moment sharing everything. Oh, someone sent me something. Well, thank you. It would seem someone has taken interest of the podcast. It's awesome. Hey, Alex, how are you doing? And how's everyone else doing? I hope you're doing well. It's been a busy week, I will say that. My life's been very interesting the past week, and interesting is probably a good thing. I'll say probably. For a little like note, I'm going to be having a guest speaker on today who goes night whose name goes by, wait, that sounds weird, who goes by Vigilant or Vigilant? No, oh my gosh, Vigilante, but I call them Vig, and she's a wonderful person. I've known her for a couple months now. She's really nice. She's actually going to be talking about mental health, fitness, a bunch of things, and I hope you guys enjoy her as much as I do. And at the moment, wow, already a lot of people are joining. Hello, everyone, and hey, lady, I haven't seen you in a while. It's not, oh no, mental health. It's like, oh yay, mental health, because we get to talk about that. I see you too, nerd. Hey, Ren, how are you? Hey, lady. But no, I actually do want to have this channel be a positive notion for everyone. I want everyone to feel comfortable and happy and be able to talk about things. And even if I'm just a small step for some people, I want to be a good step, you know? I don't want to talk about no, oh, you don't have to talk about it. Don't worry, Bean. Literally, it's like if you want to, you can. Everyone is unique, everyone's different. We all have our positive and negatives in life, and I'm not going to force you into saying things. I'm not going to ask you to tell me your life story. I want it to be a good notion. Like everyone can have fun, everyone can be happy, that sort of thing. What else though? I don't know. Oh yeah, and Tony will be joining us here shortly. I believe he's just updating or uploading his PC, but honestly, just trying to make it a fun time for everyone. I am now getting a notification from a server. Ooh. There we go. I just got another group of people telling me they want to join us, which is very nice, actually. Also, Alex, what are you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a while. Aw, today's a good day for you, little bean. I'm glad. It's also good to get out of bed and feel relaxed. And if any of you have anything you want to talk about, feel free. Let's see. So, my friend Vidge might have locked herself out of her account, but this is her. Hello, Vidge. Is this you?
It is.
It is you. Ah.
I
So,
figured.
how did you lock yourself out of your account?
I'm not sure. I signed in on my mobile device initially, so I'm wondering if my fingers just hit the wrong password button.
Well, I mean, it says you're coming in as wholesome vigilante, so it
Oh,
is
good.
working. Yeah.
That might just be on my end then.
It could be. I'm not sure, but it looks like it's working for me.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm at the moment just talking with everyone. And
Okay.
for everyone who, hey, Tony, for everyone who's coming in, I do want you to know that Vigilante is a wonderful person, and she actually helped me with my dad earlier because my dad almost cut off his thumb. And I'm not saying she saved his life or anything, but like helped us with getting bandages and whatnot. And my dad's really well known for cutting his thumb off. Like this is the second time it's almost happened. And my brother, my uncles, my cousins, we all are basically cutting off our own thumbs, and I'm the only one that hasn't.
A matter of time.
Oh, my big boy blade is in. Hello, sir. I missed you. And hey, Ren. And oh, Tony's in. Hey, Tones.
Am I in?
You are in.
Is my voice in? Because wow, I don't want to lose my thumb. If I stick around, am I included in that party?
You are in this
The
party, but
loss
you
of
don't
thumb
have to lose
party.
your thumb.
Oh, okay.
You can pretend to lose your thumb. You can have one
Oh,
thumb
okay.
that's a prosthetic, and then you can cut it off and be like, oh no, guys, I lost my thumb. Whatever
Wait,
shall I do?
is that the one-eyed gang from the Hateful Eight when they all of them are like, yeah, we dug out our eye because we're in the one-eye gang, and the one dude's like, but everybody just wears an eye patch. One guy's like, then why'd I take my own eye? They're like, did no one tell you? Sorry, I'll stop.
Wait, that's in the Hateful Eight? Why do I not remember
Is it the Hateful Eight? There's so many of those now. It's like the Vengeful Seven, and then there's like the Serious Six or something. It's
Yeah.
the parody one. It's the parody one that's no, that's not the Hateful Eight. That's fair. I don't remember which one it is then.
I think I
One
know
of
what you're
those two.
talking about, but it's not the Hateful Eight. So wait, what was your question, Ren? How is it hereditary for thumb loss? Oh, I have no idea. The Three Amigos? It could be the Three Amigos. I'm actually not sure, actually. I'm thinking about that. That is a good question now. So to keep things a little bit more on track, I'm gonna introduce you guys, if that's all right. I'm gonna introduce you guys to the stream, and I'm gonna try and keep this, I hope, civil and not talk about thumb loss anymore because I'm probably going to make it really, really bad if I keep on talking about my family's thumb loss problem. Either way, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Is Tony ready?
I'm muted because Tony's enjoying food for lunch because I'm running late.
All right, no worries, and please eat up. Don't feel like just don't feel like you can't eat. Go eat.
No, I'm gonna hang out on mute, but I'm around. I'm around.
All right. He's hanging around. Oh my God, I just oofed the alcohol. That was from last night. Oh, either way. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to Wholesome, also known as Vigilante, or Wholesome Vigilante, who is a wonderful person who is just amazing in every aspect and is very much into physical, mental, and emotional fitness. And I don't know if you can really like have your emotions be like fit, but if there's a way to do it, she knows how to do it. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone. glad to be on this podcast here. I'm interested to talk to you guys.
Yeah. And on the other corner, we have Talman Gaming, also known as Tony, or Tones McGones. I like to call him Tones McGones. It's kind of a weird nickname, I know.
A little bit, but hi, I'm here. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I just hang out with Dan a lot, and we play video games sometimes together. And I've been a very happy part of this podcast for quite a while. So thanks, Dan.
No worries. And then there's me, the host. Vager Victory, Dan DeMan, Dandy Vager, D Vager. I literally have a lot of names. I've even been called Verge before, and I don't know why. And then they called me Virgin Mobile, and I was just like, okay. But I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Oh, God, I got him laughing. Big
I
hate you.
Oh, that's so good though. Mobile Virgin, you're the
mobile virgin. Love you too, Blade. But no, I play Rainbow Six Siege, and one of the characters in there is named oh my God, what's his name? Vigil. Yeah, thank you, Blade. Vigil, and I used to use him with a Boss G, and it's a really long-range shotgun that one shot kills, basically, if you get anything above the chest or anything at the chest. And they used to call me Virgin Mobile because I would always move around the map killing people. And I know that sounds weird, but that's what I did. Going back, anyways, I wanted to ask Vigilante a few things about mental health and how we can basically survive in today's society and today's time period with what we know as humans. Like, how can we progressively help our mental health, our physical health, and emotional? So take it away.
Yeah, definitely. So especially right now, everyone's out of their routine. There's not a real schedule anymore. So I think it's important to take part in those little victories, like getting out of bed, something as simple as taking a shower. You have to reward yourself for what used to be just everyday easy happenings that are now a little more complicated.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I think it's just taking a lot of time for yourself because now it's harder to separate work and home life now that it's all at home.
Mm.
So I think the more you can separate that, make sure you're paying attention to your family as much as you're paying attention to work, school, whatever it is that you might be doing.
Okay.
Some easy little steps.
Yeah, so you're recommending that we take things day by day, give us little rewards for simple tasks even.
100%. And
yeah, no, that's awesome. Like, that's actually really, really positive influence because when I was working in the lumber mill and mm-hmm. I was also working just in the industry for logging, it was very grueling work and I did not like it. But every day I would I would have lunch after I was done working. And that was 2 hours after everyone else, kind of. But the thing is, we didn't have that many people working. And I would always make my meals really, I don't want to say healthy, but they were healthy. I would have chicken breast with a salad on the side and then an apple for like kind of like a treat. But then I'd also have a chocolate bar. Shh, don't tell anyone. But yeah, that was my way of like treating myself because I would say, good day's work, I'm done, I'm going to eat now.
Exactly. And I'm definitely one of those people. If I think too far ahead, it's more easy to become overwhelmed and almost tied down in that fear state. And if you take it day by day, I think that really helps break it down. And even if you want to go further and just be like, okay, today I'm just going to be able to get into the shower or I'm going to be able to make a healthy meal.
See, so I live in the middle of nowhere and showers are like, I don't want to say they're expensive, but like they're a treat to have. Like you have one maybe twice a week, sometimes once, depending on like the situation you're living in.
Mm-hmm.
And already a shower is a treat to me. For a lot of people like living in the city or in big areas, I know that's not a treat. So if you say you're working out, what's the treat to, or what's the conditioning you need to keep working out, if I may ask?
What do you mean by conditioning exactly?
So when I was younger, I used to be really skinny, and I didn't eat, like I honestly didn't eat enough, but I needed to condition myself to want to work out because I needed to eat more. I needed to eat healthy. I needed to work out into a schedule that worked for me, but also helped improve my body.
Okay,
And
I see what you're getting at.
it took a long time for me to realize that, oh, I need to do this, or I want to do this. So what would you kind of like recommend to help, say, if I wasn't fit right now, which I kind of am, I'm gonna say, but I'm unhealthy amount of fitness. But what would you kind of condition me for? Like, what would you say is a good method to make me want to keep working out?
The big thing is finding something that interests you that also helps your body. So, like, you don't necessarily have to go to the gym if, say, you like swimming, because that's a workout in and of itself, and it takes your mind off of hyper focusing on, oh, this is my workout. Instead, it's just a fun activity.
Okay.
Or what I've been trying to get into, but it's obviously been sold out for some time now, is something like Ring Fit for the Switch. You get fitness, you get gaming, you have little challenges built in. So it's not just, hey, I'm doing this to only work out. You're getting like multiple benefits out of your different activities.
Yeah, no, that's actually really cool. So you're using implements of video games to actually make yourself more fit, like you're using that to structure your body in a healthier manner, correct?
Definitely.
That's awesome. I know Wii Fit has been around for a while, but what is it you're using on the Switch?
I actually don't have it yet. I want to get it, but it's called
Oh, okay.
the Ring Fit, and it's kind of the similar concept, but instead you have this ring device and then you have a strap that goes on your leg and you beat monsters by doing so many squats and so many times or doing so many different kind of stretches beforehand. So it turns your exercise into like attacks against these monsters.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, it looks dope. I know they just got a DLC for it too, but they've been sold out everywhere.
Also, it seems that some of the, I don't know if you can see, but some of the people are talking about this and they actually know what this game is. I'm brand new to this, so I don't know what it is, but thank you for explaining it to me. And I think these people are interested. So if you want to talk to them at all, feel free. The one thing I will say, or one thing I will ask, I guess. Tony, do you have any questions for Vigilante or Vig?
No questions, but I do. I've seen it, so I've seen gameplay of it, 20 minutes or so of gameplay of the Ring Fit, and yeah, it's got a lot of neat features to it.
Oh, am I the only one that hasn't seen
I don't know.
it?
If you want to go watch like a fun like demonstration of it by a real person, Jacksepticeye actually played around with one for a while.
Oh,
He
okay, Jackie
did.
boy. I'll have to. I haven't really kept up with a lot of Let's Players as of late. There's a few that I do watch. Most of them are like lesser, but like lesser well known, I should say. They're not lesser in any regard. They're every person that does content creating as a like a job or a hobby. Congrats to you because like it is hard work. Like you have to constantly make new stuff. So don't take my words the wrong way, please. I'm trying so
No,
hard.
that's fair. So I do have a couple of quick questions then. Right, like a lot of people can get stuck very easily into like a cycle of like the world is on fire, we're in this horrible place, and then when you try and think of anything else, your thoughts just kind of wrap back around. So do you have any recommendations on mental health checks or ways to break that cycle?
Yeah, definitely. I fall into that habit of thinking, that almost spiraling self-destructive thought process, especially with apocalypses happening, that kind of stuff going on. But I think the best thing is to self-check yourself, or if you're capable of having a buddy check. We used to have something similar in the army, where it's just having someone check in with you and being like, hey, how you doing? How are your thoughts? You know, when you notice yourself get negative, pull away. I read the news. It's a problem how much I read the news, but it really affects my mental state sometimes, and I have to put it down for a couple hours and be like, no, you know, I'm starting to get upset. So I think just knowing your limits and recognizing, hey, this is happening, recognizing you don't have control over every situation. You only have control over yourself and your reaction to it.
Okay.
So I think that kind of helps mold your thoughts where, hey, I can't fix this, but I can fix what I'm doing right now, whatever that may look like.
Yeah, definitely. So then what about I know a lot of people's like schedules right now aren't completely up in the air, right? Because they're not going into work, they're not doing anything else. What are some small steps people can take to try and perhaps normalize their schedule to make sure that they remain a fit person? Because I've seen people's inverted schedules, or they'll like be awake for 6 hours and sleep for three, or like any old thing where it's non-normal and it can be upsetting, I know, to a body. So what would you recommend there?
I think even something as simple as making your own schedule at home. We just put a whiteboard up on our wall so we can write down what needs to be done. It gives you an idea of breaking up your day a little bit more to be like, okay, we're going to have 3 square meals. This 4 hours is work time. That's it. We know to kind of leave each other alone, do our own thing, and then we can reconcile later. So you kind of have to give yourself almost that schedule that the world gave you to begin with, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, that's perfect. The next question that kind of leads us into is, you mentioned a second person in your household, at least one other. So I know a lot of people, because they are at home so much, are possibly struggling with being in close quarters with someone else. I'm lucky I live alone, so I set my own schedules. I don't have to rub elbows too much with other people, but it sounds like you have had to come up with a solution yourself. So can you dive into how you found your way to that management solution?
Yeah, so I'm definitely a person that I rely on a schedule. I need to know what's happening in the day. Otherwise, I will go lay in bed for the rest of the day if I don't have anything pushing me to do something. And so I live with my girlfriend. We've lived with each other for a few years now. And we're lucky that we live in an apartment that has a couple rooms and a loft upstairs. So it gives us our time to pull away from each other if we need to. Especially focusing on our own activities during the day. She's a big knitter. She needs to focus on that. She can do that downstairs quietly while I'm upstairs doing a game or working on some screen printing. So I think making time for yourself as well as anyone that might be in your home is very important to be able to pull away and tell someone, hey, I just need my space right now.
Definitely. Now, that can be a very uncomfortable topic sometimes to bring up with another person, is to try and say, I need space. So how, between you two, did you approach that conversation? How did you broach that subject? Because open and clear communication can be difficult sometimes.
That's true.
Oh yeah, our big thing. I think the big thing comes in wording. You don't ever want to use blaming language or come out like you're attacking someone and being like, "Hey, you're frustrating me. You're doing this." If you come at it from a more personal perspective of, "Hey, I'm getting a little anxious. I'm getting a little frustrated with not being able to do my own thing." If you're able to word it the appropriate way, I think that really helps.
That
Just
sounds very
not.
similar. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
All I was going to say is that sounds very similar to the there's an old method I heard of called the like I feel method. So without placing any blame or trying to like point fingers, you instead focus on how the situation is affecting you, and then let other people kind of draw their own conclusions from there.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm very big on you can only control yourself, not any other person. And if you're able to take out that blaming aspect, because people get defensive pretty easily. I'm in that same boat. I get defensive more often than I should, but if you can break that down, I think that really helps open up communication between people.
I feel that this has been a very informative line of questions.
I also feel that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Third.
There's my questions.
Oh, no, you're good. I support like that you ask these questions in like the right manner, because every question, like, okay, rewind, had to restructure my thoughts there. Every question that's asked in life isn't a bad question. Questions aren't a bad thing, and I want people to realize that, hey, we can ask whatever we want. And right now, a lot of people aren't asking questions. They're just wandering around. And I'm grateful for you, Tony, for asking questions, because a lot of people want to ask questions, but they usually use other people to ask them for, like, such reasons, like mental health or physical means or other stuff. And I think that's a really good thing for this podcast, because we ask all the right questions, and certain people come in, they listen in, they're like, oh, wow, this made sense. Or, hey, I feel better about that, because we're kind of that outlet. So what I'm trying to say here is, like, thank you for asking all the difficult questions, because I know for me, I'm like, I want to ask you a bajillion things. I don't know how to structure them.
No, I'm the same way. It's definitely hard. You know what you want to say, but whether it comes out the right way sometimes.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Yep.
Oh, what were you going to say, Tony, if I may ask?
Oh, I really didn't have anything. Did it sound like I was beginning a sentence?
Yeah, it did. So only... I apologize.
The only thing I was going to possibly, I guess, lean into would be I could go on some more questions. I could ask questions all day. It's pretty straightforward to do that. But I want to know, Dan, from your perspective, what do you want to focus on?
Oh, for this podcast or in general?
Sure, for this podcast. Don't let me go off the rails too much.
No, you're good. So today's is another Chillcast. So basically, this podcast, it's actually in the title, Chillcasting with Helpful Tips. And I want it to be, like, if you actually want to go off the rails a little bit, and if you both want to talk about video games, you want to talk about life, you want to talk about, I don't know, something that you feel is important or helpful or nice, feel free. I brought Vidge in because she is very well endowed when it comes to physical fitness, mental stability, and just making the best out of certain situations. And I thought, hey, that'd be really good for some of the viewers of this, or I should say listeners of this podcast. And I just want it to be fun for everyone. I'm not trying to, like, have anything be too structured. I want it to be kind of like a free flowing idea, but there is structure behind the walls or behind the scenery. So.
Sure. So, Vidge, then, what would you do for someone who is struggling right now with motivation? You mentioned very early on doing small rewards and things like that, but how would you structure that into kind of an everyday trying to get tasks done? Or even what would you suggest as a task for somebody to do perhaps when they don't have anything to do?
So I think the time we're in right now is unique, because a lot of us have been pulled out of work or have shifted to online work, and we have more time than we know what to do with. Which back before we had this time, it was like, oh, I don't have time for my hobbies. I don't have time to investigate these new things I'm interested in. So I think even if you just take an hour out of your day to do something new that you've been wanting to do, whether it's listening to a certain podcast, reading a new book, playing a new game that you're not familiar with, I think now is a good time to do something new. And nothing big. I'm not saying don't go skydiving or rock climbing or anything crazy. Just small stuff really helps. Because I don't think we'll get an opportunity like this again in a long time. So I think it's a interesting spot to be in.
Hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
Definitely.
Yeah, it made sense.
And picking out new things, like, for example, I bought myself a guitar a month and a half ago, and I started doing, lessons through an app on my phone, and that's been an excellent thing.
That's awesome.
Because when I'm working, I can do, like, a 10-minute lesson, and it takes my fingers off the keyboards, it allows my mind to wander a little bit, and then I can go right back to work, and that's been really nice. And the app also offers singing lessons. So I've been sprinkling in those too every so often. So trying to begin a new hobby. My recommendation is pick something that you are interested in, but maybe on the periphery. So it's something maybe you haven't done for quite a while. Say you're 24 or you're 28, 30s, and you haven't played music for a long time. You could try singing, for example. It's instrument free, and there's a lot of really great lessons online. If you have a little bit of extra money, spend one on online lessons. That can be a great way to find something else to do with your time that feels productive, but it's still something outside of like your normal work day, because that can be hard to find in these times is work.
Oh, definitely. And I think another big part of that is trying to find something that's digitally social to some degree. Not necessarily social media, but just something like Discord or a FaceTime with friends, because I think a lot of people are missing the community aspect in reaching out that way. Whether it's online D&D, just something to get like a sense of community back to help have that structure or almost like that support.
So that's actually a really great point. Something that I've tried really hard to make sure I keep up with is there's a weekly get together me and a couple high school friends have picked up doing every Saturday for like 6 hours. We jump online and we play video games because we're all in like three different states, and because of social distancing and a whole bunch of other stuff is we can't actually be together. So going online and having that opportunity to play games together brings us back together, brings us closer, gives a good touchstone to every week as well to mark the time.
Definitely. That's an awesome idea.
Just something basically scheduled, and it really is helpful to know I have something to look forward to as well. Helps provide a little bit of that structure that perhaps is not there.
So I wanted to ask, Vidge, do you do certain YouTube videos or inspirational? Not, I don't know if I want to say inspirational, but like powerlifting videos or show, because I think we talked about you wanting to do weightlifting and yoga, not yoga videos, but something where you were showing off how to do healthy techniques and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I've been lucky that during all of this, I've been able to put together a small home gym in our storage unit. So I have a quarter rack, I have a bench, I have some dumbbells, just got a 25-pound sandbag in.
Oh, wow, nice.
So now that I have that space, I definitely want to shift my content more from. I still would like to do commentary and calling out some of the nonsense that seems to hang around in the fitness community. But I would love to show people like, hey, this is what you can watch out for. Here's good form. Here are alternative exercises. Because I've noticed as I have a small disability with my left ankle. I have a Achilles tendon that tends to rip every now and then.
Oof.
And I've noticed even on YouTube and a lot of online spaces, there's not a lot of alternative exercises. They just expect you to heal, but sometimes some injuries don't heal. So I'd like to provide something similar where people can get those different movements.
Oh, okay. So, do you have a YouTube channel that you would like to promote through here? Like, do you want to show the people if they might like go over to your channel? Like, would you like to say your channel's name?
Oh, yeah, I am Wholesome Vigilante on YouTube. That is my channel, and a lot of my videos are titled Fitness Discourse, so.
Sweet. I'm gonna type that into chat. Wholesome Vigilante. So that is WHOLESOME and then space VIGILANTE, correct?
Yes. And I
Sweet.
can drop a link too. I don't know if that works or if that's going to get.
Oh yeah, you can drop a link.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Actually, I could probably find you real quick and then
That's
I can
fine.
drop it.
Just
Because
hit
are
record.
you on phone or are you on PC?
I'm on PC right now.
Oh, okay, so it'll be easier for you then.
Yeah, I dropped it in there.
Sweet. There it is, guys. Go follow her. She's a wonderful person. Out of like everyone I met through the Discord server for new YouTubers, you and I'm trying to think of who else like has really stuck out. Tony, I've known before. New YouTubers and stuff like that. But I'm thinking the people that have actually stuck out to me is Fry, you, and Arnie, because, or not Arnie, why do I call her Arnie every time? Aaron.
Oh, yep, Aaron Anime.
yeah. I feel really bad. And Arnie. No. And then there's the guy that actually owns the server, M, who's really nice, actually. But everyone says he's a dick. And I'm just like, he's not a dick. He's just, he has his thoughts.
Yep. He says what he says.
And hello for everyone coming in. Sorry, I just saw everyone's coming in now. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's a lot of people. Oh, you have a question here. I think you. Or, well, this is technically everyone. Should I go into downtown Seattle and help clean up? That is up to you, my dude. You might get a little workout out of that.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think?
In terms of civil unrest right now, it's probably, I know COVID-19 and all the rest of this stuff, but if you live in a major city, downtowns just aren't like the most safe location right now. I really would strongly caution taking caution. I would advise taking caution because it's an uncertain time. That'd be a good spot to be in.
Good people.
Yeah. I wouldn't suggest doing it alone. So
no.
There you go. That's definitely. Yeah, Blade, would you like to tell them your story, like what just recently happened to you? So I know a lot of the fans here, a lot of great people, actually. And Blade is an ex-security officer, I believe. And he's just a really great guy. He's in charge of a really big server. And he is very helpful. Like, he's always very helpful. He's always listening to people. He's always trying to get word out there. And I'm sorry I'm telling, like, your story right now, but your name on there is Blade, and that's how I know you. But then on here, you're called Old Nessie. Blade's not scary. How dare you, little bean? But if you are going to go, I'd be very cautious. Be very careful. Like what Tony said and everyone else. Oh, hey, Blade's coming in. Is that okay if I get Blade in here, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't mind.
Sweet. Hey. Blade.
Hey, can you all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I have no idea how this whole live cast thing works, but the main reason why I ask is simply because I don't really know if I should or not, because while the National Guard is still down there, Antifa has been sighted quite a bit in the area, and they seem to be causing quite a bit of trouble, as per usual.
Okay. I see what you're getting at. What I would very much recommend is if you are, like, excessively passionate about it and you really want to, go, but be very careful. If you don't feel like that passionate about it, like you don't really want to go, don't do it, because honestly, I'd rather you come back to us safe and just, or stay safe and don't get hurt. And I know, like, for a lot of people, so I'm just going to say this for everyone. I care about my fan base. I care about just people who are new here. I care about even my friends, family, everything, everyone. Every one of you has direction in your life, and I don't want anything bad to happen to you. Don't get hurt. Don't go out of your way to do silly things. Some of you are doing really great work. Some of you are actual, what is it called? On-site workers, where you have to go, like you're a doctor or a nurse or something like that.
Essential.
Yeah. So if you're an essential worker, props to you. Please be careful. I do not want anyone getting hurt. I have seen a lot of things coming down and happening the past week. I don't want any of that to happen to you. So that is what I'm trying to say. And I really do want people to be safe. Wear your masks, go out, get your exercise if you can, but don't do anything too crazy. Don't, like, I don't know. Don't go running into like three different cities half naked or something, because there are people doing that right now. either way, Blade, do you have a set plan on what you're going to do? And would you like to ask Vigilante or Tony anything?
Well, first off, I'd like to say hello and thank you for all the questions that you've answered. They've actually been really helpful.
Oh, aww. I'm glad.
I guess the main thing would be, like, as far as all with all the civil unrest goes, do you think that this is just going to be something that'll die off over the weekend, or do you think that it'll be an ongoing situation?
So I'm going to let Tony, then Vig answer, and then I'm going to answer last because mine is short, but I feel like they would properly say this in a more accurate tone.
Yeah, sure. I'll kick it off in terms of answering it. So from my own perspective, hearkening back to I took AP like U.S. history, and I took some government classes way back in the day. But one of the things that we examined was how FDR responded to the Great Depression. One of the main things was establishing the CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps. And he did that explicitly because part of the reason was because young men are notorious for being jack wagons in very unfortunate times, because extra free time means extra energy, means it's going to go someplace maybe we don't want it to as a society. So the CCC was established to try and put young men specifically back to work to try and keep civil unrest from getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we've got this insane complex trifecta of COVID-19, meaning people are out of work, meaning that they have time on their hands. So you're seeing a ton of people having time to go do things that maybe they wouldn't under regular circumstances. That leads me into the answer, which is saying we've already been in this for 5 days. It's been going on longer than just this weekend. I doubt that this is going to be going away anytime soon, but that's just my own perspective and my own opinion. I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
I don't either. But Wholesome, I'm going to let you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's very well said. It is a big storm of multiple factors of everyone already being uncomfortable and upset with being locked in their house, the pain of what happened. I don't want to get his name wrong. Floyd?
George Floyd. Yeah.
Yes. The pain that came with that. A riot is the language of the unheard, so it's people getting a lot of their emotions and thoughts out, whether it be peaceful protest or more angry.
Mm-hmm.
And either way is right for whoever's doing it to some degree. I think it's going to be going on for a while longer. I can only hope that cooler heads will prevail. We've seen some police departments taking knees with protesters, which I think is a very powerful message.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a matter of time. Again, I just hope escalation doesn't come out. I've dealt with protests personally on my military base and during some other moments on both sides of the house, being part of the protest and dealing with the protesters. And I thought as long as everyone keeps a level of civility about them, I think that will help out in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen a couple mistakes on law enforcement side and the other side, so it's just a matter of time. It's not going to go on forever, but I think it will go on for quite a little while longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So mine's just going to be really short. And in reality, I have studied sociology, history, and both have taught me quite a bit. But what I've seen is America is always in that constant state of something's going down, something's like drama's happening. We're constantly moving around other people's problems as well as our own. It's not horrible. Like right now, things are a little bit bad. We are in quarantine. There is kind of like an apocalyptic feel to this. At the same time, there are riots. There are things that are going down that are out of our hands. But I do think it is going to happen like over and over again. Things are going to cool down. People are going to be able to handle these kind of things. There is going to be maybe like a little bit of a spike for a short, very short time. Yes, that is true, Adam. And as sad as this sounds, there is going to be a spike. People are going to get into civil unrest, but in all, things are going to be in a positive notion. There are going to be good people that help structure America. There are going to be good people walking the streets with you. There are going to be good people working with you in whatever job you're in, wherever you are. And there's always going to be those good people in your lives. Sometimes you have to find them. Sometimes you have to look them up. Sometimes. So, for example, a lot of people know who Markiplier is. He is a wonderful man in real life, on video games, and just in general. I think that a lot of people go to his content because he is a wonderful person, which he is. I'm not trying to promote him right now. I'm just telling you that he is a person that is really good. There are other people that go to toxic videos or like, this is funny shit. And it is funny, but a lot of people stick with that good content. They go towards the people that have genuine feeling because we know that helps us. We know that this is an opportunity to kind of open up our minds, our thoughts, that sort of thing. Sorry, that is all I'm going to say. That was longer than I expected. I actually just wanted it to be really quick and clean and short, but I always talk, and I'm sorry for that. I talk my ass off.
Oh, but, good points.
Well, thank you. But I am actually wanting to say thank you. Like, and I'm not ending the podcast just yet, but I wanted to say thank you so much, Vigilante, for coming in, because like we've talked about this before. You couldn't make the last one, which it was perfectly fine. But I am honored that you would come onto my podcast and we could talk. I'm glad that everyone's been very civil with you, and I'm grateful for the fan base that I have here. And I'm also very grateful for the one guy playing the guitar in the background named Tony.
I didn't realize how much it was coming through.
The whole time, man, and it's all good.
Ah, perfect. It's very aesthetic. I was kind of hoping it was. I was kind of hoping it was coming through, but I didn't realize if it was or not. No one had mentioned anything. No, I've got a filter on, but I was thinking it might still have came through. But yeah, my pleasure. I always like being here, Dan. It's fun.
Yeah. No, I love having you guys here.
Yeah, thank you.
I totally forgot I was playing the guitar and that the mic wasn't muted.
It's all
I was
good, man.
Lost in the guitar, man. I was lost in the sauce, man.
I was lost in the sauce. Oh, you know what? That's going to be a story time. That's definitely going to be a story time. So Vig, you probably don't know what story time with friends is, do you?
No.
I created something super fun. And actually, Adam, would you want to crawl in here maybe, or come in and maybe do story time with friends with us? Because Adam is actually a wonderful guy, ex-military, wonderful man. Like, I will goddamn say he is a nice person. Like, he is just A-okay in my book. He is 100% A-okay. And he has some of the funniest stories he comes up with, and the like some things that happened in his life will make you laugh your ass off. But I want him to come in and maybe tell us a story or give us a premise for one of us, and like we can do a story time with friends. To explain what it is exactly, is I or Tony will come up with a short scenario, like say a tree that has been peed on by a dog and looks at life in a different way, sort of kind of thing. And then Tony will then try and make us. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Adam. I didn't know you were welding. You work in your shop, man. Have fun in your shop. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us and listen to your welding. I kind of miss welding.
Concentrate on the welding.
Yeah. Don't burn your house down. But no, you know what, Tony? I'm going to give you this premise. this, all right. Yeah, this premise. So there's an old tree in the middle of a park. It was just peed on by a dog.
Come on.
You have the intellect of a normal, everyday human being, and you just got peed on. And yeah, that is your premise. And I'm going to literally make this a minute long, and I'm going to tell you... Yeah, it's just a minute, so Vidge gets to hear what it is. You're going to be starting... Now.
God, what are you? This is the fifth time today. God, I must live in a dog park or something. Why did my seed try and germinate here? I swear to God. Well, at least this one, their owners fed it good food. At least this is a little bit better than the last time, and it hasn't rained in weeks, so I guess tiny consolation prize. But yes, God, I much more appreciate it even when they dump the soda out at my roots. You know, when they're walking by with their McDonald's. I swear, 50 years ago, this was a wide open field, and today I'm a frickin' in living in a dog park. Just there's something to be said for the wild countryside, the free range, the open air. I miss it sometimes.
Time. That was story time with friends, and yeah. So this is how we kind of like structure our stories. We literally just come up with it, the scenario, what we're gonna say, how we're gonna voice it in that instance. And yeah, would you like to give this a shot?
I will try a solid 30 seconds of awkwardness for you guys.
Perfect. Tony, do you want to come up with it?
Oh boy. Let's do...
Oh, shit. I'll do that one then.
Oh, or so. Okay.
Actually, you know what, Tony? I might give that one to you.
Oh, you're giving me too long to think about that one then.
you do one for Vidge. Do one for Vidge.
Well, no, yeah, no, that's okay, perfect. All right, you're a multimillionaire, so you've got a really nice car. You're sitting in the seat, you got the engine purring underneath you. You're sitting in the Autobahn. You're about to get on one of the entrances. It's one of those stoplights like they have here in the U.S. I don't exactly know about the Autobahn itself, but you're sitting there right next to you with this big souped up vehicle with this dude sitting in. He's hulking. He's huge. And you know he's got something to prove. He revs his engine. You're thinking to yourself, I might just rev my engine back. Where are you going to take your story? You have 30 seconds on the clock. I wish you best of luck, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Your time starts now.
I get on the Autobahn every day, and this dude brings a different car every day, thinking it's going to be a different result. So I rev my engine. I hear my car come to life. But little does he know that my very tiny Geo Metro has a V8 engine and is ready to rumble.
Ooh.
30 seconds, yay.
And that's 30 seconds.
That's 30 seconds, yeah.
There we go, close.
You're missing about 6 seconds. But no, that was a solid one. That was really, really good because you took the story somewhere where it wasn't originally. You made this your own story. So that was really, really good. That was awesome.
Thank you. My first improv.
So, yeah. Would you like to do one for me now? Like you come up with a scenario for me. And then I'm thinking Tony can do the one that Adam just gave.
It's a pretty solid one.
It is a solid one. Adam has the best stories, I swear. Like, he's just awesome.
All right, so for you, you are working night shift at a museum, and you've been noticing the last few nights that there are banana peels randomly collecting in odd spots of the museum. And you think someone might be doing this, but you don't know why. And you're going to figure out who's doing this.
All right. Tell me when.
All right, your time is now.
Oh, every night I've been just walking down these roads, and then I see, or hallways I should say, not roads, and I just see these banana peels all over. Another one. Wait, this is a giant banana. Holy shit. Did someone get this from South America? Holy crap. It's not in the monkey enclosure. Are any of these coming to life? I hope not. I walk around the corner and I see Bill in a monkey suit. Bill, what are you doing here? Why? What? That's not Bill. Oh, that's not Bill. That's a gorilla. Oh my god. I run. I run back to my stall. I see. Where did the monkey go? Oh no.
Time. I like it.
I was thinking of what to do, but then I was just like, this is odd. But I actually used to I used to work at my college's it was the security firm sort of, but they had a art and museum as well as the like how do I say this, Adam, how do you explain NMU's art history and museum area where they also conducted classes like jewelry making, all that kind of stuff?
Industrial wing.
Yeah, I was in charge of protecting the student art display center and all the other areas. It was really petty work, and I sometimes had to work there overnight. Like they technically were supposed to close at 9. Mm-hmm. They didn't. They made me stay there till 11 sometimes.
Of course.
Thank you, Ren. And also, Tony.
What's up?
I think we have a story for you.
I think we do. How long do you want to put on that one? You want a minute, 2 minutes?
Minute 30. How's that sound?
30? I have to create so many timers.
I got it. I got you. Don't worry.
I like to have it in front of me. That way I know how long I am.
Hey. Okay, fine. That actually makes sense.
That way I can blend my story where I want it to go.
Vig, would you like to count down for him?
All right. 3, okay. 2, one.
Give me the prompt first, and then we'll do the time. That way everyone's on the
I'm
same.
Sorry. I good. Thought you were good. My bad.
A terrorist right. is protesting unsecured networks by making printers vomit pictures of cute kittens. You desire to follow his lead. How?
Your time is now.
White Hat Hacker, unsecured, at your service. Today, I'm investigating how one of my fellow compatriots has been protesting the unsecured network lines in and around this country. He has been sending out cute little kitten photos on every unsecured printer that he can find, letting the public know just how serious this issue really can get if they aren't careful. I want to follow in his footsteps and make sure I'm on the same page with him. And I would love to help out the community and make sure that they are well aware of just how dangerous an unsecured network can be without actually posing any significant risks. I wonder how I can get this done. I search my mind and I look throughout the US and I'm searching blogs, I'm searching online, and I just can't find the best way to do this. And then suddenly I've struck gold. I am absolutely sure that this will prove to be the best way to tell the community just how dangerous it can be if they leave their devices and networks unsecured. I am going to broadcast my own boring, boring metronome sound through every speaker in their entire house, every unsecured network.
Time. That was beautiful. Perfect. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm not even joking. For the solid, 30 seconds there, I was just stalling to try and figure out what he was going to do. I was talking before I had any idea what he was going to do. Oh, that was rough.
That was actually, I really enjoyed it, so don't worry about it. Yeah.
It turned out all right at the end, but that was nerve-wracking. I was in the middle of it going, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Now where?
Now where does the story go?
No, I always love doing this with fans, with friends, everyone. And it's just so much fun. Ren loves your suffering. But one last thing. I want to say thank you to everyone who's tuned in today. And at the moment, we have 9 listeners. So I do want to thank all of you who stayed in and listened. 10 listeners now. I'm sorry, I lied. Hello, Jeremy. I hope you're doing well. But I really am grateful for all of you staying in. Would any of you want to say anything for this last little bit? Oh, you like helpful hints? Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah. Feel free, Jeremy. He's probably typing.
We're all listening. All eyes are on you.
No Don't pressure. Now.
A video made.
Mm.
Let me check it out first. So just in case, I'm not trying to be rude here, Jeremy, but I have seen some interesting stuff throughout the internet, which I am never probably wanting to see ever again.
Yeah, me too. I feel that one.
Oh, is that you, Jeremy? Ouch. So it looks like there's a person in your video who is a rapper, or is he a poem guy? Sorry, I just checked it out, and he looks like he's one of those poet rappers kind of thing. Oh, hello. Are you guys there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. But is there anything that you guys would like to say while at the end of this podcast? Because I think we had a really great podcast. I would love to do longer ones, but for today, it's going to only be an hour long. I might up the antes and make them an hour to 2 hours in the future, anywhere in between, but I do have plans with Tony after this. We are making a mini series, and I hope it works really well.
I hope so, too. Well, I have to see how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Either way, would you guys like to say anything?
I just wanted to say thanks for having me on, and you guys have a wonderful community here. Uh-huh. I hope everyone has a good rest of their, well, I guess starting of their week here, Sunday.
Well, thank you, Vig.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dan, it's the same thing for me. I've had a lot of fun today, as I do every single time I'm on. I really appreciate you letting me be here, Dan, this being your brainchild and all. So if you do want to look me up, Talman Gaming, as my namesake is, here in the chat. Otherwise, everybody, have a great rest of your Sunday, and have a great week here coming up.
Perfect. And if anyone wants to find Wholesome Vigilante, you can find her on YouTube. So Wholesome Vigilante and Talaman Gaming. Thank you guys so much for being in here. I might have you guys on in the future. Next week should be a special one, but we're going to see how that goes. I don't want to spoil anything too much, but I did get to talk to a voice actor who loves D&D, and I want to maybe get him in on some wonderful times. But as for now, may you all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and see you all in the near future. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.